What I'm about to discuss with you is a ha'ara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in my head that speaks about the zman that we're in, and I'd like to share it with you. The machshava that I had on this Shabbos, we rarely lay in Parsha Shmini before Pesach. And Parsha Sachoidesh that we just said is a unique month, a unique mitzvah that introduces the month to be Mekadesh the Rosh Chodesh, the first mitzvah in the Torah, Ad Kedei Kach, that Rashi quotes from those that think that it's his father, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis, that the Torah should have started from this parsha of Parshas Achodesh. Parshas Boi, Achodesh Hazel Achem Rosh Chodesh. So we lay in the Shemini, we lay in Parshas Achodesh. At this time that we really need Yeshua's, that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know he's shaking up the world, literally, earthquakes is a siman for us to, like it's not even a joke anymore, it's not even like a euphemism, like shaking you up, I'm trying to shake you up, the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, I'm literally shaking the ground under you. There's a part of Parsha Shmini, it's a very unclear Parsha. Parsha Shmini, Chevra, you should realize the fact that we lay in Parsha Shmini this past week is Moiradika Ashkoch. Parsha Shmini is all about Chodesh Nisan. It's all about tonight. It's all about Rosh Chodesh. Parsha Shmini was Hakamas HaMishkan. Shmini Le Miluin. Hakamas HaMishkan. Why don't we say Tachan Chodesh Nisan? So everyone thinks because of Pesach. Why does Mishnah Berurah say you don't say Tachan? Because what? Hakamas HaMishkan. Parsha Shmini is because of Hakamas HaMishkan. This Parsha, this consecration of the Mikdash in our midst is laid in this week's Parsha, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Hafla Befela. And what happened at this consecration? What happened at this situation? Moshe Rabbeinu instructs Aaron HaKohen and says, I want you to bring three korbanos chatos. I want you to bring three of them. Two of them happen to be unique for this special day, which is Kodshei Sha'a. Very exception to the rule-oriented korbanos, a one-shot deal in Jewish history. But the other, Seir Rosh Chodesh, is a common occurrence. Is Kodshei Doris is something that will be brought, a chatas that will be brought every single Rosh Chodesh that we talk about in the Musaf tomorrow when we speak about the Zasir HaChatas, right? Siri Zim L'Chatas, L'Chaper Ba'adom, L'Ratzoin. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want you to take care of these korbanos and eat these korbanos. Moshe Rabbeinu walks in to the Mishkan, and he gets angry. And he says, Vayiktzoif Moshe. Can't see, it's dark. Leave it. Dorash Moshe, Vayiktzoif al alozer val yisomer bnei Aaron anoy sonim leymar. Moshe Rabbeinu was what? Dorash Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu made a drasha. Moshe Rabbeinu made, what is Dorash Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to darshan, wanted to understand what's going on over here. Something bothering me. This pasuk of Dorash Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset by Yiktzof Moshe. The Gemara Kiddushin and Daf Lamed says this is the center of the Torah. The emtsa of the Torah. The midpoint of the Torah, which the Svar Makdoshim writes, Maral writes that whenever you have the midpoint, that's the source in some way to anything that's created. The middle is the source. Everything emanates out of it. What is this drasha, darash, darash, moisha, shehi emtsa b'chol ha-Torah? It even says it in your psukim. Emtsa b'chol ha-Tevu sheb'Torah. Madua lo yachaltem es achatus b'mokam ha-Kodesh? Why don't you eat this? What's going on over here? Hein lo huva es dama. Prima. Did it become puzzled? Did you bring it into an area that you weren't allowed to inside? Achol tochel lo sab ha-Kodesh, kasher tzivesi. I told you, I commanded you to eat it. Vaydaber Aaron and Moshe ein ayoyim akrivu eschatosam esoylosam lefnei Adonai. Vatikraeno osi koela vachalti chatos hayom ayitav beinei Adonai. Zok Aaron akoyin. You think it's appropriate for me to eat this? You think Hashem will be happy if I eat this? Vayishma Moshe vayitav beinei. Moshe heard that and he said, "Psh, you're right. Sorry, I made messed up." What happened over here? You saw the psukim over here? What was the discourse? What was the Shakla Vitari? What was the Havamin? What was the Maskon? What did Moshe Rabbeinu think? What did Aaron HaKohen conclude? You know, Rav Moshe Wolfson writes in Emunas Yitecha, says, is Aitochin, someone could read these psukim and say, Moshe Rabbeinu goofed on the first Avoida of the Mishkan? Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the source of all Torah, is upschlugged by Aaron HaKohen in the first Avoida of the Mishkan? What's going on over here? What's pshat in them? Pshuto shel mikra. What does Aaron tell him? Rashi quotes the Gemara in Zvachim. Gemara in Zvachim tells us that Aaron HaKohen said, no. Moshe, listen. You know I'm an oinin. Aaron says, you know I just lost my two sons. So bishlama, for the exceptions to the rule, the kodshei shah, those two karbon chatas that are only being brought today and are never going to exist forever. So then we could have a horash shah. Then we could have an exception to the rule that I could eat the karbonos. But the Se'irosh Chodesh that we're going to bring every month, that we're going to bring tomorrow, Aaron HaKohen says, the kodshe doirs, it's possible for an oinin. It's invalid for an oinin to eat the karbon. Right? Aninus is aser in kodshim. Oinin can't eat kodshim. So Aaron HaKohen says that should be the rule. Whatever the rule is, Ladino, what the Gemara in Zvachim tells us, that an oinin is osir. That's what we learn in those sugyas. So we learn aninus is osir midaraisa. Right? Aninus yot, right? Out of the Yislaila, fine. So that's what Aaron HaKohen says. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu think? So what was the Shakla Vitari? What was the Havamina? What was the Maskon? Chever, I want to explain something to you, what you said. That many of the Svarim HaKadoshim speak out in this inyan. The Rebbe Mikushmir, the Reginer, there's different Ishbitzer, that all allude to this Yisoid. It's a deep Yisoid. And it speaks to, I think, each and every one of us right now, which what we're feeling and what we want to break out of after this year in this Chodesh of Nisan. So hear me out. Gemara Pesachim tells us that in order to achieve a full-fledged atonement and kapara on a karbon, it's not enough just to bring the karbon. It's not enough just to sprinkle the blood. The Gemara says, Koyhanim oichlim uba'alim miskaprin. When the koyin eats the kodshim, eats the karbon, eats the chatos, then it achieves kapara for the bialim. Chaver, I'm going to say something that the Gemara already says, but it's a little scary to talk about. Who is the bialim? Who's the bala korban when it comes to the chatos of Rosh Chodesh? Why b'chlal is there a chatos of Rosh Chodesh? What chait is associated with Rosh Chodesh? Anyone know? Pretty scary. Exactly. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom says in the Gemara in Chulin that I need a carbon chatas that has to be brought on every single Rosh Chodesh. Why? Asher mi'atati es hayareach. Because there were two ma'oris in the Shemayim, and I took the moon and I minimized the moon. And I made the moon smaller. I had to do it. Rabbeinu Shalom is not regretting that he did it, Chas v'Shalom. But the Rabbeinu Shalom, kiviyochel, and it's a very tough understanding, simple understanding of the Gemara, what it means, bechlal achatas. But the Rebbeinu Shlom is saying there's something epis there that deserves a chatas every Rosh Chodesh that I remember with the new moon. How do we understand this? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim explain that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu minimized the moon, it affects the followers of the moon, which is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are follow Chod Shei HaLevana, follow the Levana. We have lunar calendar. As opposed to what the Gemara in Sukkah says, the Umas HaOlam follow the Chama. Right? That's why the person has to sit in the tzel of the Sukkah, away from the sun, to be in the shade, not directly underneath the sun, not following the Chama. Umas HaOlam are the Chama. Because Baruch Hu says, I created a matzav, I created a world, that Am Yisrael, the followers of the moon, the Yareach, are unfortunately persecuted, are stepped on, are disregarded, are disrespected, are not recognized. And it's Chaval, and there's no Kovet Shemayim that really could be and should be. And that's every month, the Rosh Chodesh, that the Korban Chatas, that idea of the Mia Yareach that existed, that transformed from the two major luminaries in the world, the two major sources of illumination, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memayit, one of them, and unfortunately now that allows for a matzav of milchomis, of persecution, of suffering for Klal Yisrael that followed the Chod Shei Levana for generations now. Moshe Rabbeinu knew this. Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is now the consecration of the Mishkan. Let's chaparai. Let's end this. Let's bring the kapora gmura, Aaron HaKoyen. Eat all of the chatos. Why? The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, koyhanim oichlim, if the koyhanim eat the carbon, bailim eskaparim. That will achieve an end, a finality to the kapara, to the chatos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then what? What Chazal say? There will be a time that the moon will be like the sun. That the moon will shine like the sun. That there's going to be two Ma'aris HaGdolos. Again, a tikkun from that original Mia Tayareach. Aaron HaKohen says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right. There will be a zman. There will be a time, there will be a tikkun, there will be a full kapara, there will be a situation where we're going to eat this carbon. But listen to what Aaron HaKohen says, I think it's Meduyuk in the Psuk. Aaron HaKohen says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hein hayoyim akrivu eschatosim, today I brought all these carbon echatos, vesolosim, all these carbonos, lefnei Hashem, vatikroeno usi ko'el. What happened? Nebuchadnezzar were just killed. My two sons, I'm in Aninus. I'm still suffering. Moshe Rabbeinu, I believe you. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm masking to you. But we're not holding there yet. If we could have a situation after these carbonos were brought, that this Aninus still set in, that we suffered and lost all of these Kedoshim the Tahirim, so then obviously we're not by the Tikkun HaGadol. Hayitav b'enei Hashem, is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us the message right now? Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Be'enav. Moshe Rabbeinu says you're right. But Rabbi say, if all this is correct, if what these Svarim HaKadoshim are saying is correct, that means that there is going to be a Zman. That there is going to be a Zman that the Avodah of Rosh Chodesh, of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, of Parshas HaChodesh, of Yom HaShmini, of the conversation of Moshe V'Aaron, merging together, Rabbi say, Erev, the Yontif, and the Rosh Chodesh of Chag HaGeula, Chodesh HaGeula, B'Nisan Asidim Ligoel. And Moshe Rabbeinu is screaming to us, Higi Azman! Higi Azman LeGeula! L'Eschadesh! Es HaChodesh K'moisa! Es HaLevana K'moisa! Like we say in Kiddush Levana, that we daven for the moon to be great again.
This is this week's Parsha, Parsha Shmini. It lained at the same time of Rosh Chodesh, of the Miyat HaYareach, of the Chatos. That's what we have to daven for. That's what we have to realize, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nudging us, is shaking us up, is telling us, read Shmini before Pesach. Read it with Parshas HaChodesh, Chevra. And listen to this. I found a Pasuk in Yoel. Pasuk in Yoel in Perek Gimel. Pasuk is something that you are very familiar with. You're going to be like, Rabbi, not a chance. Come on, Yoel. I don't even know where that is. Don't worry. You're gonna know this Pasuk. Pasuk in Yoel says like this. Perek Gimel. Pasuk is talking about Lifnei Yoyim HaGodol VaHanoira. Ooh, wow. That great day. That great future for Klal Yisrael. What does the Pasuk say? Inosafti Mofsim Bashomayim. Chevra, you don't want to miss this. I gave you signs in the sky. Bashamayim uva aretz. Dam vo'esh v'sim rois oshed. Sound familiar? Dam vo'esh v'sim rois oshed. Hashemesh ye'afeich l'choyshech v'ayoreach l'dam. I'll read it again. Hashemesh ye'afeich l'choyshech ve'ayoreach l'dam lifnei bo yoim adonoi hagodol ve'hanoiro. What's going to happen? Lifnei yoim hagodol ve'hanoiro. Ye'afeich hayoreach l'dam v'hashemesh l'choyshech. If the Sfarim HaKadoshim explain, if that's not called an eclipse, I don't know what an eclipse is. Chevra, wake up. It's time for the chatas to be eaten. It's time for Benisan Asidim Ligoil. It's time for this korban that we're going to read. Anyone have a sitter for me? Anyone have a sitter on them? That we're going to daven tomorrow in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Zok the Heilige Musaf. You have it? Listen to this unbelievable word of the Avnei Nezer. Zok to Avnei Nezer, exactly what we're saying in the Musaf tomorrow. Half of a fella. Zok to Musaf. Musaf l'Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh l'amchan asat zman kapar l'chol todosom biyosu makriv l'fnecha zivchei ratzon. We just said, it's a zman chatos. Miyatati asariach. Usiire chatos lechaper badam. Is a sir chatos for kapora. Zikaron lekulam yu uchuas nafsho miyad soine. But then there's going to be mizbeach chodesh b'tzion tochen. For oilas roish chodesh nale olav. And after that mizbeach is going to be rebuilt. Usiire izim nase berotzen. What happened lechaper badam? What happened to kapora? Kuntois. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come back. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come down and says, bring the Seir Chatos. But now it's going to be not as a chait. Now it's going to be with the moon like the sun. Now it's going to be a sign for us that what? That Klal Yisrael is going to be respected. Kvot Shemayim is going to be spread. This is going to be the Holoch Yelech. Rabbi Yisrael, you're a different Torah. You're davening. Your diktuk ha-mitzvahs, everything you're doing, you're not going to be a foreigner. You're not going to be a weirdo. You're not going to be after that guy, oh, he's from. Oh, that guy's from. Oh, he flipped out. What are you, crazy? No, I'm normal. I'm pushing normal. This is what the world is about. This is what's being reported on the iPhones, on the page with all the New York Times and everything. This is what's on WhatsApp. This is what's on Twitter. A sechir, anase berotzin. I want to give the Rabbeinu Shalom rotzin, ritzoi, appeasement.
That's what's in vogue. That's the vibe. That's geschmack. It's not anymore like I have to do it under the radar. Chevra, that's coming. That's Rosh Chodashim. That's Parshas HaChodesh. That's Parshas HaShmini. Pasuk in Yoel. We just had the eclipse a few hours ago, Rabbi Yisai. I don't think it's time. I don't think it's just happenstance. I don't think it's Mikra. Like we spoke about before Purim, not so long ago. It was a Kriya with an Aleph that we're not in normal times right now, Chevra. You want to be normal? Recognize what the Pasuk in Yoel says. Recognize that it's not normal that we're reading Shmini this year with Parshas HaChodesh and understanding what the Machlokes Moshe and Aaron is, and now davening Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and going into a month that every day of the month has a Bechina of Rosh Chodesh. Because we're going to be attacking everything. And that's the schus that we have, Rabbi Yisai. But you have to believe it. You have to understand that you make a difference, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is investing in you. Buy on credit. Chodesh Asher Makifin Bo Yeshuas. Come into my store, you'll pay me later. Get whatever you need, take it right now. The suit fits, great. Geschmack, we'll talk about the business later. We'll talk about what you owe me later. We have a long time together, we have a big journey together. Baruch Hashem, we have a big future together. It's called Olam HaAsid. It's where death doesn't exist, Mirtz Hashem. Tchias HaMeisim. Ooh, wow, Givald, I want to be part of that world. That world that the Goyim don't even know how to report on. Shmak. That's the drusha of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the emtsa of the Torah. You don't want to know what the midpoint of the Torah is. What the essence of the Torah is. To be doirish. This idea. To be doirish this tikkun. To be doirish this zman. Dorash, doirish Moshe. Azad drusha. What a pulpit rabbi. What a sermon. Emtza of Torah. Dorash, dorash, Moshe, vayikzoy. Why in the world did you not eat this carbon chatos and achieve full kapara for the Levana that could stop all the suffering and all these chayalim from dying? However, the days are coming. Zohar HaKadosh writes in Parshas Kisitze something incredible. I don't claim to understand what it means, but it says when the eclipse is a small moon, it's a good sign for the Jews. When this eclipse is a large moon, and then it's a bad sign. It's a sign for the Yishma'elim because they also follow the moon. Chevra, this is the smallest it could be. The eclipse. Yoim ha'godol va'anoiro. Lifnei yom ha'godol va'anoiro, boysai. The chodesh that we say, one pasuk in Tanakh that we all recognize. We got it. Dam va'esh v'simros oshen. That's it. Chodesh asher ayoreach nepach l'dam. Eclipse. Kadosh Baruch Hu is screaming in our ears. Wake up! Make your priorities straight! Come back to me! Come back to our relationship! Realize that you matter! Realize that you're going to be the future! Realize that the moon is going to be Nischadish. Realize that there's going to be a Kapara Gemura. Understand what's happening with Moshe and Aaron in this week's Parsha. Realize that the Korban Chatas tomorrow at the end of the Musaf is not anymore L'chaper Bado, but is Nizbach L'Rotzen. It's Hashem Rabbeisai. We internalize this and we understand what we're about to enter into. We just entered into this Rosh Chodesh, Rabbeisai. This month of gifts, of Geula, we have to capitalize. We have to jump on this. We have to realize that every second, every moment, every opportunity of this month is a Mirtz Hashem planting seeds to the future Yoreach, which is the future of Klal Yisrael, the future of the Tikkun HaKlali, future of Am Yisrael, Bez Hashem La'osel Lavo. It's happening right in front of our eyes. And Chalila V'chas is this eclipse, is this set of Parshas HaShavua, of Parshas Shmini, never read before Pesach, never read on Parshas HaChodesh, just happenstance and Mikra. And it's a calling for me of Ayikra, that Amirtz Hashem, we're going to be the ones leading the Bias HaMashiach, B'mheira B'yameinu, Amen.
Ayuvenei, Ayuvenei, Ayuvenei.